Justin getting to a point where his play is, Russ's health is sort of immaterial, you're just staying with the guy where the team's...
There's a potential for that, but we're not there as I stand here today.
Is there anything Justin can do to prove it right now while Russ is injured?
Play well. Win. That's our business.
Will Graves from the Associated Press, Ashley Liotis from Channel 4, laying it out there for the coach. The question is it to the point now where Justin Fields is the quote-unquote hot hand? And if he's not, what else is there to prove that he is the hot hand? If you ask me, 3-1 after 3 out of 4 games on the road to start the season and having a completion percentage in the top 10 across the NFL is the hot hand at this point in the season. Because the way that I interpret that after listening to it today live in Tomlin's presser was that is the moment that Russell Wilson becomes healthy, the job automatically gets turned back over to him. Russell Wilson had pole position to start the season. Shoot, Russell Wilson had pole position the moment he signed with the Steelers, back when Kenny Pickett was still on the roster. Guess who has pole position now? The guy that's 3-1 and the guy that's been playing quarterback since week one in Atlanta. Had to get that off my chest before I said hello. So hello, Jack Hillgrove with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan tonight until 10:35, coming on the heels of the Alandon Roberts Show with Donnie Football and Steelers inside linebacker Alandon Roberts. If you want to listen back to that, you can using your Odyssey app. If not, stick with me until 10:35. Happy to have you alongside. Happy to be back. First time in a month on these airwaves, yours truly coming at you. And the last time that I was on, I had to do my show from my bedroom at home because I was too sick to drive to our Green Tree Studios and do the show. Ended up with COVID at the beginning of September. So happy to be healthy, happy to be back in person, and happy to be back on the air with you tonight here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Happy to be back with Joel Nelson as well. Joel, how are you this evening? Happy to be with you.
Awesome, Jack. Doing well, and likewise, excited for a pretty big Tuesday night ahead.
Absolutely. We got playoff baseball to talk about, if you so choose. We've got a Pirates milestone to talk about as well. But of course, we're going to be talking about the Steelers 3-1 to start the 2024 NFL campaign. And the sights now turn to the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night football coming up this week at Acrisure Stadium. So again, one of the biggest issues I had today with Mike Tomlin in his press conference was not admitting that Justin Fields is the hot hand. And I go back to last year. And I go back to last year with the Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett debacle for the Steelers at quarterback. I mean, the Steelers were coming off of 3 horrible losses in which Mitch Trubisky saw a bulk of the action, right? Against Indianapolis, another loss to Indy, and I think it's to the point now where Shane Steichen is just Mike Tomlin's kryptonite. 30-13 loss last year, Steelers start rough, and then can't rebound this past week on Sunday. Indy, New England, Arizona, the 3 losses last year. So insert Mason Rudolph. Puts up 30 points against the Bengals. All right. Goes to Seattle. 18-24. That's a 67% completion percentage. Against Cincinnati, he was 17-27. Which, quick math, that's 63%. And then the Baltimore game at the end of the season, Rudolph threw for 152 yards and was 18-20, which was pretty darn good. So the completion percentage for Mason Rudolph and the completion percentage for Justin Fields in those games a year ago relatively similar. Rudolph's 74.3% after the playoff loss in Buffalo. Justin Fields is hovering right around 70%, but that's top 10 in the National Football League. The other thing you look at it too, Fields 830 passing yards through the first 4 weeks of the season. Right now, that ranks 18th in the National Football League. And I know it's only four games into the season, and this comparison might be a little bit off base, but if you ask me right now, I think it's relevant. So Fields ranking 18th right now in total passing yards in the NFL. The last time anybody was that high in the National Football League in passing yardage was Ben in his last year. Pickett as a rookie, and granted, you know, first four games were Trubisky in 22, but Pickett as a rookie was 24th in the league in passing when it was all said and done, and then I believe 22nd or 23rd a year ago. Translation, Justin Fields is the best quarterback play the Steelers have had in the last several years. And I don't think that is up for any debate. You watch what the guy's been able to do, and there have been blunders. Yeah, I was listening to Andrew and Chris earlier, and a caller called in and talked about, you know, scrambling backwards and taking a big sack and field goal and moving them further out of field goal range. That's a problem. The snap issue might have been more so on Fields than it was Zach Frazier. That isn't the first time that we've seen that. It happened a little bit in the preseason as well. That's a little bit of an issue. And then sometimes he's holding on to the ball a tad too long. But ask yourself this question. Answer it and then give me a call at 412-928-9370. Would the Steelers be 3-1 right now with Russell Wilson? Would Russell Wilson be better statistically 4 weeks into the season than Justin Fields right now? To me, the answer is no. Justin Fields is younger. Justin Fields is more athletic at this point. And right now, the accuracy that Fields is displaying is something that I don't want to screw up or mess with until the wheels fall off the wagon, if they do fall off the wagon. So, and then when Ashley asked him, you know, what's he have to do to give you that assurance, to give you that, you know, he is the hot hand, win and play well. Okay, you're a quarter of the way into the season, coach. Are you not winning? Do you don't think that 70% completion percentage and three touchdowns, only one interception, and that interception last week against Los Angeles was a goofy play that Bud Dupree picked off? That's not playing well? So to me, I think that that says that it's going to be Russell Wilson's job whenever he can be healthy. And I disagree with it wholeheartedly, and I want your guys' take at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet me at JackWTOV9 if you can. Give me a follow as well. Would greatly appreciate it. Another thing that's in and around the Pittsburgh world of sports today, the 11th anniversary of the 2013 Wild card game. Pirates, Reds, the Cueto chant, the Russell Martin homer, one of the most electrifying sporting events in this city, in this greater Pittsburgh area's history. I wasn't there. I watched it in my living room at home as a young lad, perplexed at what winning baseball brings to the city I grew up in. And I miss it every day. And I know you guys do too. So if you were there 11 years ago at that wild card game, let's take a trip down memory lane. Give me a call at 412-928-9370. We could talk about the Pirates. There is news there. Bullpen coach Justin Message. That's how you say his name, Joel. I don't mean to put you on the spot. The bullpen Message, Mekic?
I'm not sure. Either,
I think it's Message. Message or Mekic. And then Andy Haynes. Both of those guys looks like they will not be back next year. Is that enough for you? Is that enough to say that the Pirates are, you know, trying to right the wrongs, and there were a lot of them in 2024. So we'll talk about that. But of course, the Steelers will drive the ship today. We got a couple of you on hold. We'll start with Adam in the car. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Jack, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. Thanks for giving us a call. What's up?
Hey, Justin Fields, I'm not 100% there yet, and I think that's got a lot to do with what's been going on around him. I mean, he's had a different O-line every single week, had a training camp where he was, you know, he probably got a lot of reps with the ones because Russ was out, but he still wasn't considered the one. He, you know, has Jalen, doesn't have Jalen. Like, I think his audition should continue until the bye week.
So you're still in the audition phase. You're not in the he's the hot hand, roll with him phase. Am I correctly summarizing that?
I think so. I mean, you just look at the last drive that he had.
Yeah.
That was not good. The rest of the game, or a lot of the game, was really good. And I just think he's still settling in. And, I mean, again, look at the O-line. I think he's had a different O-line in front of him every single week. He's being asked to do a lot with very little.
Yeah, no, I agree. And one of the things, and Adam, thanks for the call. One of the things that and he brings up a good point about the offensive line, you watch Fields move into and out of the pocket and scramble for yardage. He might be having to do that a little bit more. And I'm the concern about the offensive line, and that's something we'll talk about as the show rolls along. But with an offensive line that might struggle, you need an athletic quarterback to extend plays. And Justin Fields, to me, can do that a hell of a lot better today than Russell Wilson can at 35, 36 years old. Once upon a time, Russell Wilson was perhaps the best in the league at it. But, you know, father time catches up to you and you've got calf issues all of training camp and to this point in the season. To me, that spells potential disaster with where the offensive line, unfortunately, is. Mike is in the car. Mike's on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Jack. How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I just curious. You were doing some quarterback comparisons between Fields and last year's quarterbacks, which is extremely unfair. I mean, you're talking about a professional offensive coordinator that Steelers had this year that had success in the league and comparing the worst offensive coordinator in the NFL history last year in Matt Canada.
Mike, I'm with you, but the thing that, and I don't mean to poo-poo on your take right away, but the play that sticks out to me is the one that got called back in Denver when Fields rolls out of the pocket, throws a rope 40-plus yards down the field and hits George Pickens in stride. Put the offensive coordinator aside, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be me. Is there a quarterback on last year's roster that could make that play?
Yeah, Kenny Pickett. You saw it a lot of times at Pitt. He did the same thing at Pitt all the time.
And that was in college. Mike, that was in college. And Kenny Pickett had...
Any difference. The arm strength doesn't change from college to pro.
His arm strength was not well-regarded among scouts, and Kenny Pickett had one of the worst completion percentage of passes 10 or more yards down the field. I'm not having that conversation tonight. Let's get that out of the way right now. Mike, I appreciate you taking your time to call in tonight, but we're not comparing last year's quarterbacks and blaming Matt Canada for what the quarterbacks were able to produce on the field last year. Kenny Pickett was inaccurate, and even more so inaccurate on balls 10 or more yards down the field. That is not up for debate, if you ask me. Elliot's in Pittsburgh. Now Elliot's on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the whole regard, Justin Fields versus Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching a podcast, not saying any names, but an old player was basically saying when a player is injured, they don't suit up like Russell Wilson does. And it's based on athleticism.
Well, Russell Wilson, I mean, he's injured, but he's also been the third quarterback on inactive / third quarterback. Like, if you look last year, in the early parts of the year when everybody was healthy with Pickett, Trubisky, and Rudolph was inactive but was the third quarterback. Rudolph, I believe, also dressed. So I give Wilson a lot of credit through going through the motions while he's hurt, but he's dressed because he could still enter the game since they changed that rule.
All right, so I won't argue that, but if you look at Christian McCaffrey, he's not dressed, but all right, so to get off of that, as far as athleticism alone, I honestly say that Mike Tomlin made a better decision by putting Justin Fields in the game because just athleticism, he just adds so much more, like he was speaking on behalf of earlier. Justin can extend the plays. He does have a cannon of an arm. And because right now Pittsburgh is kind of like a show-me quarterback type of situation, I think Justin Fields 100% actually showed exactly who he was, and that, especially in that last game. He's only gotten better.
I agree, Elliot. Thanks for the call. One more before we get to a break. I see a couple of you guys on hold. We will go to Rob. Hey, Rob. Rob, hello. Okay, we won't. We'll go to Brandon in Mount Lebanon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going? Big fan of the show.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
Not much. Just want to talk about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Me, personally, I would like to see Russell Wilson play. I know Justin Fields, he's going to get the nod this week. But just in my opinion from the eyeball test, I think Justin, he relies a lot on his athleticism. If that first read isn't there, he wants to tuck it and run. And I mean, he really kind of can't argue with that because he's just such a naturally gifted athletic guy. But I feel with Russell Wilson playing, I think they'd be 4-0, to be honest. He just plays with such a more rhythm and blues. There's a progression with his passing game. I feel like things would be opening up. He wouldn't be kicking 5 field goals versus the Falcons. There would be more proficient passes. I think more guys would get involved. I think you'd see Van Jefferson playing well. Freiermuth, he'd be involved early and often. Darnell Washington, there would just be so many more options with Russell Wilson based upon his NFL experience. I mean, the guy's won a Super Bowl, and I think eventually he'll play this year. But I like Justin in the future, but for right now, I think we're in a win mode, like a Super Bowl right now, especially with the defense. You know, we have the highest paid defense in the whole league.
Right, and that's why I'm in the camp of you go with the guy that's 3-1. Brandon, thanks for the call. Justin Fields is 3-1. To me, you don't bench the guy. What has he really, really done to deserve to be benched? Nothing. And he talks about Darnell Washington would be involved more. Well, Darnell Washington's the backup tight end, and he already has a receiving touchdown. Pat Freiermuth is the second leading receiver on the team right now, 17 receptions, 156 yards. And I don't know that Van Jefferson would be more involved because Russell Wilson would be the quarterback. I haven't seen that. Van Jefferson has not shown me that it would be more involved in the offense based off of who the quarterback is. I don't know. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mike and Sean, I see you guys on hold. If you'd be so kind to stick around to the other side of the break, we'll get to you. Where are you at right now on this quarterback situation in Pittsburgh? Has Justin Fields shown you enough to continue being the quarterback for the Steelers? Or you say, you know what? I'd like to see what Russell Wilson has. I don't care that Justin Fields is 3-1. I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. I also want to hear from you on Twitter at JackWTOV9 and at 937TheFan. A break. We'll come back with more of your calls. I'm Jack Kilgrove. Until 10:35 tonight on Sports Radio 937TheFan.
I didn't feel any blinking Justin. Talked about his steady demeanor in recent weeks in terms of the things that I've grown to know and understand about him. I think it's really on display in moments like that. You really get an opportunity to develop a relationship in the midst of adversity and competition. And I'm not trying to microwave our relationship, if you will. And so, you know, being in circumstances, man, it's an opportunity for him to get to know me to get to know him, and to fight and fight together.
And it's all advantageous as hell when you're 3-1 when all that's going on. Jack Kilgrove with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 10:35 tonight. Richie Walsh and Andrew Filipponi, the nightly sports call on KDK Plus and right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. That follows. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted in plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where you can dial in at 412-928-9370. Love the conversation in segment number one. Let's keep it rolling in number two. I saw a couple of you guys on hold drop off during the break. Give us a call back. We'll take your calls here. Talking about Russell Wilson, talking about Justin Fields. Where should this team turn to once Russell Wilson is 100% and ready to go? I say stick with Fields. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll start with Sean in the car. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Jack. I'm going to kind of hit on both a little bit. First and foremost, what we've seen out of Justin Fields over the first 4 weeks, I honestly think has brought more promise than in the last 3 to 4 years out of anything you've gotten from the quarterback position from the Pittsburgh Steelers. again, this young offensive line that's having struggles, not a lot of weapons on the outside for Fields to go to, but his mobility and his the way he can continue drives, not go three and out, pick up first downs with the legs. He has shown more in the last 3 to 4 years we've seen out of this quarterback position. And that game, quite frankly, in my opinion, on Sunday, I don't think over the last couple years with the quarterback room the Steelers have had, that game even gets within double digits. I think we see a Houston Texan kind of game from last year that if that happens. But on the Russell Wilson side, what has Russell Wilson done in a black and gold jersey for fans to warrant him just coming in and being the starter, other than the fact that he won a Super Bowl a decade ago? I mean, fans want to sit here and complain about these long passes downfield and how he has such a big arm and this and that. But if you look at what Russell Wilson has done over the last few years, including in Denver, he has one of the shortest pass yardage per attempt. It actually was the lowest last year because Denver was at like 4.5 yards per pass attempt last season, because Russell Wilson has become more of a check down guy with a few splash plays here and there throwing the deep ball. So everybody wants to complain about how all these Steeler route trees are nothing deeper than 10 yards, but that's all you've gotten out of Russell Wilson over the last couple years.
And the thing, Sean, and thanks for the call, man, I appreciate it. The thing that, to me, putting aside my opinion that I think Justin Fields at this point is the hot hand and deserves to be the Steelers starting quarterback until wheels would fall off the wagon, the offensive line is hurting right now. The offensive line with three guys that were either going to start or play a hell of a lot in Nate Herbig, Troy Fautanu, and now James Daniels are out for the year. James Daniels was one of the best guards in football last year. And Isaac Seumalo, it looks like he's going to come back this week. But you're going to rely on a rookie in Mason McCormick. Brain fart for a second, forgot his name. Sorry, Mason. A rookie in Zach Frazier, who displayed a little bit of rookie-isms, if you will, in that snap error to Fields in the final drive on Sunday. And then a second-year player that struggled in Broderick Jones. That's your offensive line. Dan Moore Jr., and, of course, Isaac Seumalo. Translation, offensive line's going to struggle. Pockets might break down. Who do you want as your quarterback when the pocket breaks down? 35-year-old Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, who can escape and make things happen with his feet? Mike in the north side's been on hold for a really long time. Mike, thanks for sticking with us. You're on the air, man.
Hey, what's going on, man? That last caller basically took all the words out of my mouth. And I totally agree with what you just said, and I agree with what he said. I think the problem with people who still want to see Russell Wilson is that we haven't seen enough adversity in games, aside from the last game, that Justin Fields faced. So there's like I got a really good girlfriend, but the other girlfriend might be better. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think people are kind of going back and forth with that because we just haven't seen what Russell is. But I think Fields has managed the game pretty well. I think he's not making, you know, too many mistakes, and he's not giving you anything that says, yes, I'm the guy, but he's not giving you anything that says, I'm definitely not the guy. And I think that's probably what people are going back and forth with. But in my opinion, I think you should stay with the hot hand. Judging by what the Steelers and Mike Tomlin did last year, with Mason, you know, sticking with the hot hand, I think they should stick with the hot hand, man. And then also Fields is a lot more mobile, like you just stated. So if the pocket breaks down, and it's going to break down, we've seen it do that, and we've seen his legs kind of get him out of a jam. And so to have a dual-threat quarterback right now that's healthy and that's a little bit younger, probably a little bit faster, bigger and stronger, I think Fields is the guy.
I agree, Mike. Thanks for the call. Great call. That's the thing, too. He called him the hot hand. Mike Tomlin isn't there yet on Fields being the hot hand. But, Mike, let me ask you a question. You scored 6 touchdowns so far this year in 4 games. Justin Fields threw 3 of them. Justin Fields ran for 3 of them. The Steelers have 3 rushing touchdowns, all of which are by Justin Fields. And Justin Fields has 3 passing touchdowns. So is being very involved and very responsible for every single touchdown the Steelers have scored this year, not the hot hand? That's my biggest thing with the whole situation right now. Justin Fields is responsible for every single touchdown the Steelers have scored this year. Ran for three, threw for three. But we want to give it back to a guy who is 35 years old, who is coming off of a serious calf injury, serious enough to where he hasn't played at all, very much in training camp, a little bit in the preseason, and then now nothing. The wheels need to fall off the wagon for me to say, all right, you know what? Let's turn to the veteran. Let's turn to a guy that's been there, done that. Let's turn to a guy that's got great leadership abilities. Let's turn to a guy that's won a Super Bowl. Let's turn to a guy who threw 28 touchdowns last year. That's fine. But for right now, Justin Fields, to me, is the Steelers guy. Dave in the car. Hey, Dave.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. What? Man, I think people are forgetting last year and the year before and the year before, right? We have this holier-than-thou complex where the Steelers are supposed to go to the Super Bowl every single year. There's no building years. There's no anything. It's figured out and figured out right now. But yet they're not happy when we're 3-1 with Justin Fields. There's no way that Russell Wilson can come in and be that perfect guy. They're never going to be happy. No matter what we do, no one in Pittsburgh is ever going to be happy unless we're in the Super Bowl. So how can we rely on 35-year-old legs when we have Justin Fields, when we can build on him, build around him?
I agree. And it's not necessarily, Dave, that I think Russell Wilson is a bad player. But right now, Justin Fields is what, to me, is what the team needs. More so, again, and I said this already, more so because the offensive line might struggle a hell of a lot for the remainder of the year, or at least for the immediate future, because you're going to rely on younger players and guys that you thought would be backups to start because, you know, 2 to 3 very significant offensive linemen are done for the year in Faltanu, Daniels, and Nate Herbig. To me, you'd want to, do you want a mobile quarterback with a bad offensive line or a 35-year-old quarterback? And I think you kind of made that point.
Absolutely, man. I know we all fell into the con artist, fixed everything this offseason, but he didn't. He made progress, but he didn't fix everything. And everybody's acting like, oh, man, we're 3-1. Like, we're 3-1.
Yeah, one of the things, and Dave, thanks for the call, I wasn't sure the Steelers would be 3-1 at this point in the year. 2-2, absolutely. I thought the Chargers game at home was one that they would falter in, and I thought the Denver game was one that would give them fits. When I look back on my season prediction schedule, I had them at 2-2. I had them winning in Atlanta, and I actually had them beating Indianapolis. I had them losing the two middle games in that first four-game stretch of the season. But that's because I thought Russell Wilson was going to be playing. Like, to me now, I think the idea that Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback for the next several weeks or for the remainder of the season changes the outlook I have on this team as well, based off of what I've seen other teams in the division put out as an on-field product so far this year. One more call before the break. Greg in Youngstown. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how's it going? If you're going to play Fields, don't flip-flop him and take him out and put Wilson in and back and forth. You're going to have to trade Wilson because Wilson's going to be a cancer if he doesn't play. So you're going to have to figure out how to get rid of him and maybe bring Tannehill in, because if you keep Wilson on this team and he doesn't play, there's going to be a lot of issues in that with him and maybe in the locker room. So just get rid of him then.
I disagree, Greg, because, and I'll tell you why. I mean, Russell Wilson is a guy that was elected a captain for this year, and that was obviously before the injury and when people thought he was going to play. And I've been in on media scrums and interviews with Russell Wilson, and maybe a lot of people might think, oh, he's putting on a show, but I think there's a lot of coaches some on the Steelers staff, some in Seattle and Denver, a lot of players on the Steelers team, and then they played for the Seahawks and the Broncos, that would say that that is not Russell Wilson's MO. That is not the kind of guy he is.
Wasn't he upset last year? He wasn't playing.
He got benched at the end of the year, but he was upset with how things were shaking out. I mean, that's different.
This guy has a major ego. He has a major ego. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL, and he's going to ride the pine. That's not going to go well with this dude. I'm telling you this.
I think the ego for Russell Wilson was put in check when the Broncos decided to eat a ridiculous amount in dead cap to get rid of him, and now he's playing for another team on the vet minimum. Like that.
I got one more thing to say, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
Why did the media want Wilson so bad? And only not you, but everybody in Pittsburgh was so gung-ho getting this guy, and now they want this guy gone. I just don't get the media in Pittsburgh. Now they don't like him. I mean, I don't get the media in Pittsburgh one bit.
All right, Greg. Well, you have a great night, man. What? I've had issues with Greg in Youngstown time and time again. That's the same guy that called me back in June and said that Trevor Bauer was better than Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller because he was striking out bums in the Mexican League and putting it on TikTok. I mean, come on, man. To say Russell Wilson's going to be a locker room cancer because he's not playing. To me, and when I assessed that situation and when I looked at that situation in Denver last year, I think he was just bummed at that he got benched, and rightfully so. They bring, you know, him to Denver to be the guy, and it didn't work out, and he butts heads, obviously, with Sean Payton. But that's not who Russell Wilson is as a person. I've listened to him speak on multiple occasions. I was at his introductory press conference. I was at training camp for the first 3 weeks. And he addresses the media as good as any professional athlete I have seen. And a lot of you might say, oh, you know what? That's a show. But the guy was elected captain of this team. The guy is visiting sick kids in children's hospital week in and week out. I'm not quite there on trading Russell Wilson yet because, God forbid, what if something happens to Justin Fields? Would you rather turn things over to 38-year-old Ryan Tannehill or Kyle Allen or have Russell Wilson as a safety net? That's how I look at it. And of course, you know, based off of how things went in Chicago, and I'm super, super impressed with the way that Justin Fields has started his Steelers career, but you can't ignore the first several seasons as a Bear, 10-28, accuracy issues. What if that rears its ugly head again? What if the wheels, like I said, fall off the wagon for Russell Wilson or for Justin Fields? You want to turn to Russell Wilson. You want to turn to a guy like that. Not Kyle Allen. Not Ryan Tannehill. All because you can get a third round pick back for Russell Wilson, maybe? I don't know. 412-928-9370 is the number. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about this. At the 8 o'clock hour, we'll welcome Nick Faribault into the program. Covers the Steelers, does a hell of a job for PennLive.com. We will also talk to Stephen Thompson, Pitt beat writer for the Post-Gazette at 9 o'clock. Panthers coming off of a bye week, open up ACC play in a place they have never won, North Carolina. We'll talk Pitt football with Stephen and more so in the 9 o'clock hour. And if you have a Pitt comment, happy to hear it at 412-928-9370. Jordy, I see on hold. If you would be so kind to wait till the other side of the break, we'll get to you and we'll get to more of you right here on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevy Washington Road in McMurray or at sunchevy.com. Overnight cool with some showers. Low of 59. Chance of showers continues Wednesday morning. Otherwise, sunny skies on tap, high of 71, low of 51. We're getting to the point, Joel Nelson, where it's my favorite weather era of the year. What I'm wearing right now, and if you're watching on the YouTube page or online at W or 937thefan.com, almost said my station's call letters, quarter zip shorts. That's my MO. I've bought like 5 or 6 of these quarter zips online, all in different colors. I'm a huge quarter zip guy. So like low 60s, high 50s, quarter zip and shorts all the live long day.
It's not cold, but it's not overly hot or anything, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that perfect fall weather temperature zone.
It's also football weather.
That's correct.
And the vibes that come with that, come with everything that the fall brings, playoff baseball, which we can talk a little bit about as the night goes on as well. And of course, you know, football season's getting in full swing. Speaking of baseball, and this is something that I wanted to touch upon at one point in the evening, and if you guys out there want to chime in on Twitter or on the fan hotline, feel free to do so. Pete Rose passed away yesterday, 83 years old. The greatest hitter of all time. And I've heard Donnie, I believe, Donnie Football, talk about this at one point as a topic on one of his shows about unbreakable sports records. And I'll ask you this, Joel, because you're a big baseball guy. Is Pete Rose's 4,256 hits the most unbreakable sports record ever? Because the reason why I say that is because, and I had this discussion with my roommate Dylan last night, I'd have to go up and look at the exact number, but I believe the active player with the most hits all time is Freddie Freeman. And I think he has like 2,200 and change. As I scroll down here on the very wonderful baseballreference.com, Freddie Freeman. 2,267 hits, just 2,000 shy of Pete Rose. Jose Altuve right around there, 2,232. I did the math. Like, Freeman averages about 150 hits a year. For him to get to 3,000, which is only something that like 30-some guys in history have ever done, for him to get to 3,000, he's got to play five more years and still hit the ball 150 times a year. Same thing for Jose Altuve. And then you still got 1,200 more to go if you to get to anywhere close to Ty Cobb, let alone Pete Rose, for the most all time. So is Pete Rose's hits record the most unbreakable sports record of all time? I think it is, and I don't know if it's close.
It sure seems like it. You know, I mean, the fact that like him and Ty Cobb are that ahead of the rest of the pack, and how, you know, Freddie Freeman and Jose Altuve, while they're still playing at a really good level right now, they are not exactly on the decline of their careers, but they might be past the prime of their careers,
sure,
where it seems like a slimmer chance for those guys to, you know, they'll probably reach 3,000 hits, but they're not going to be anywhere close to that of Pete Rose.
Yeah, 33 players in history get to 3,000. You're able to tell that, like, if you look at the baseball reference grid, because you just go to the one that's 3,000 on the nose, and of course, that's Roberto Clemente. So 33 guys to get to 3,000. And I wanted to bring this up, too, about Pete Rose not being in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I think he should be. I think there's a lot of people out there that think he also should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And the fact that the guy that has the most hilarious record ever of 4,256 hits is not in Cooperstown, I get what he did. But I think that we're at the point where bygones can be bygones. And now, you put him in, I think a posthumous induction of Pete Rose is almost a slap in the face. Because then that makes the writers in the Baseball Hall of Fame look, oh, well, you know, now that he's dead, we can do this. It should have been done a long time ago. The guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Enough said. Rest in peace, Pete Rose. Perhaps the greatest hitter of a baseball of all time. At least the record certainly says so. And nobody will touch 4,200 plus hits ever again. And I would bet a lot of money on it. All right, a couple more Steelers calls before we get to the break and into Nick Faribault. Barry in Brownsville. What's up, Barry?
Hey, what's up, my friend? How are we doing, sir?
Good. How are you? I have to lie. I'm not going to lie, Barry. When I said Barry in Brownsville, I thought, is this Starkey coming at me with a prank call? But go ahead.
No. Hey, let you know, first time caller, my friend.
Well, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nah, absolutely. Hey, just want to tell you, Justin Fields looked good out there, you know, and I was just watching in, you know, the first half, and it seemed like he was struggling. But the second half, he picked it up, and I know some of the controversy.
I think we lost Barry. Cell reception in Brownsville, not great. I saw Barry in Brownsville, Joel, and I thought, uh-oh, it's finally happening. One more, Jonathan in Greensburg. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, what's up, man?
So, yeah, I've been a Justin Fields enthusiast since the draft. I mean, I wanted us to trade up for him.
So is Mike Tomlin.
For a few years. Yeah, right, exactly. So I think it's just destiny that he's here. I think he very well could be the guy. My question is, I don't think I agree with one of the previous callers that Russ is going to throw a hissy fit and, you know, we're going to have to trade him because of that. Do you think there's a possibility, though, that he goes to Tomlin, you know, the whole we want volunteers, not hostages thing, and he goes to him and just says, listen, Mike, this may be my last chance. Because I don't know if he sits on the bench all year that he's going to have another chance, you know, next year and beyond to be a starting quarterback. Do you think he goes to Mike and just says, hey, can you do me a favor and, you know, go put me in a situation? Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, I do. And the reason why I say that, and no, I don't know that anybody knows this for a fact, but Kenny Pickett requests a trade, right? And he gets traded to the team he grew up rooting for and is close to where he grew up, period. I think they did Kenny Pickett a favor by trading him to the Eagles. So I think the Steelers and Omar Khan will do business like that. But at the end of the day, a business is a business. If they want to trade Russell Wilson, they'll trade him. If they don't and they say, Russ, we're rolling with our hot hand right now. If it gets to that point with Justin Fields, they finally admit enough's enough. He's our guy for right now. We tell Russ, you're great for Fields. You know, all signs are pointing to them having a great relationship so far. Russ being a good guy in that room. We want you there for Justin. We want you there with Arthur. You've been around the block a time or two. You guys can, you know, talk ball and do what you need to do to help this offense score points and win games. And if it gets to the point where Justin gets hurt or if Justin screws up, boom, you're in there. Kind of what happened with Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady. Tommy Maddox and Big Ben. I mean, veteran quarterbacks lose jobs to younger players due to injury. It's happened before. It'll happen again, and it might be happening right now in Pittsburgh. Coming up, the talented scribe from Penn Live, Nick Faribault, joins the program. We'll ask him about the offensive line. We'll ask him about Fields. We'll ask him about the idea of Davante Adams coming to Pittsburgh, which is a hot topic that we really didn't touch upon throughout the first hour of the show, and we will as we roll along here. My name is Jack Hillgrove with you until 10:35 tonight, paving the way for the nightly sports call right here on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan, Nick Faribault, is next.